Welcome to the Quest Podcast, proudly presented by the Muscular Dystrophy Association as part of the Quest family of content. I'm your host, Mindy Henderson. Together, we are here to bring thoughtful conversation to the neuromuscular disease community and beyond about issues affecting those with neuromuscular disease and other disabilities and those who love them. We are here for you to educate and inform, to demystify, to inspire, and to entertain. We are here shining a light on all that makes you, you. Whether you are one of us, love someone who is, or are on another journey altogether, thanks for joining. Now let's get started. Today, my guest is Jonathan Lingle. Jonathan was discovered as part of a worldwide casting call and will star in the upcoming Netflix adaptation of 13, the musical, which premieres August 12th. 13 is based on the hugely popular musical of the same name, which debuted on Broadway in 2008 and featured the first and only all-teenager cast, which included Ariana Grande and Liz Gillies. In addition to 13, Jonathan just joined the cast of the Will Ferrell-produced musical comedy Theater Camp, where he will appear alongside Ben Platt, Amy Sedaris, and Patty Harrison. Jonathan, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Mindy. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. I am so excited to talk to you about this film. We do this podcast in the spirit of communicating important issues to the world of individuals with disabilities and neuromuscular disease. So do you mind just by starting out by telling us a little bit about your diagnosis and how it affects your daily life?
Yeah, of course. Let's get right into it. So I have a rare form of congenital muscular dystrophy called Ulrich, meaning that I have a progressive muscle weakness. So I have hyperflexible joints. I have contractures in both my arms and my feet. I've never really been able to run, jump, or climb stairs or anything like that. I am an ambulatory wheelchair user, so I can still walk around in my house and, you know, a few steps and stuff like that. But, you know, in terms of long distance, I use my power wheelchair to get around.
Gotcha.
When I was born, you know, the doctors told my parents that I wouldn't do certain things like write with a pencil. But, you know, here I am today. I write in cursive and I've also been a piano player for over 6 years now.
So. That's amazing. I actually saw a video online of you playing piano and singing just the other day as I was kind of looking you up and doing some research for the podcast, and it was very impressive. So there's so much to talk about with this film and your acting career. What made you want to start acting?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been singing and acting and playing piano since I was very young. And, you know, growing up, I was very musically and theatrically inclined. And, you know, it was actually my kindergarten teacher who recommended to my parents that they put me in some sort of theater camp because I was distracting the class all day and these voice impersonations and, you know, singing all of these songs from other characters and other movies and stuff. So, you know, 1 year, my parents signed me up for a summer theater camp, and those turned into local theater shows and then, you know, improv troupes, professional choruses. And then in March of 2020, I got an email from an MDA camp counselor because she remembered that I was a singer, and I actually sang 13 for the talent show at MDA camp.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah, I know. It's coincidence. And she sent me the self-tape. The casting call for Archie in March of 2020, you know, like the apocalyptic, you know, madness.
Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. And so I sent in a tape, and I think I remember saying, like, I was practically born to play Archie because I knew the show beforehand. I did it in one of my local theater productions. I wasn't Archie, but I was still very familiar with the show. So that's why I said I was born to play Archie. And then I didn't hear anything for about another 6 months. And then I went through all of these rounds of auditions and it just turned into this huge thing. And yeah, it was just, here I am.
Wow, that is fantastic. So tell us a little bit about 13, the musical. What's the storyline?
Yeah, so like you said in the beginning, it's basically a Broadway show written in 2008 by Jason Robert Brown and Robert Horn. And, you know, it's about the story of a boy in New York City named Evan Goldman. And, you know, his parents get divorced the year before his bar mitzvah. And he's really upset because he moves with his mom to Indiana and he doesn't know anyone there. And it's kind of a new setting and it's very upsetting for him. Along the way, he meets his two neighbors, Archie and Patrice, and, you know, becomes friends with them. But it basically is the coming of age story of, you know, all of the trials and tribulations of being a middle schooler in general, you know, like being able to fit in and first crushes and kisses and, you know, all the drama that comes with that.
I love it. I love it. So tell me a little bit more about your specific character. You said you were meant to play him. So who is Archie?
Yeah. So Archie is a very funny and confident guy. He's a boy who lives with muscular dystrophy. And, you know, he kind of tends to joke about his life circumstances sometimes. He's best friends with his neighbor, Patrice. Not really the cool kid crowd. But even so, he still is kind of swayed by the other kids in the group to do not so great things, you know, just to get what he wants, which is to kiss Kendra.
Aww.
You know, I feel like Archie's character in general, it just is very similar to who I am in real life. I'm very funny and confident and all of that. So, yeah.
Awesome. So how were you? You mentioned a very long audition process. Tell us a little bit more about that. So you sent in this tape initially. Did you have to go do readings and things? How many rounds of auditions were there?
There must have been like 5 or 6.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, because the first one I got a call back, it was with the casting directors. They just wanted me to sing and do a reading. And then I heard again from the music team. And I actually had to sing for Jason Robert Brown, which was a lot of pressure because I had
no
to sing
kidding
one of his songs.
Wow.
And, you know, after I sang it, he told me that he could really feel my joy when performing. And that felt so validating as a vocalist and a musician. And after I got off that call, I was so emotional because I couldn't believe that he said that, because when I'm performing on stage or just in general, I feel energized. And it's kind of like my disability fades away and I become me, you know what I mean? So for him to say that was just so mind-blowing for me. Yeah. And then after that, we had a few more, I think, that were similar to the one with the casting directors. And then there was a final one that it was the final audition with all of these different kids. We had to do chemistry reads, and that's where I met some of my cast members. And right after that, we actually found out on the 13th of February, which I thought was fun because it was 13th. Okay. And the director, Tamara Davis, she told us, just, you know, like, look around because this is the cast of 13. And when I found out, I was shocked. Like, I couldn't believe it. I had to pinch myself because I thought I was dreaming and I needed to wake up. But it was just so surreal. And then a month later, I find myself in quarantine in Toronto, Canada with my mom. So,
wow. Oh my goodness. How did that affect the production schedule and everything? Did the filming get pushed out at all, or?
No, it really didn't. Thankfully, you know, everyone was healthy and
good.
All that. I mean, we did have to quarantine for 14 days in our hotel without leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bit difficult, but we did what we had to do to stay safe.
Yeah.
But yeah, at this point, Toronto is my second home and I love it so much. Like, it's just, I love it all.
That's amazing. You're based in New York, is that right?
Yeah, I'm in the New York metro area.
Okay, fantastic. I can't let this go. You said something a minute ago that literally took my breath away and I want to go back to it. You said that when you act, your disability kind of melts away. And can you talk more about that, like what acting does for you?
Yeah. I mean, so when I was a little bit more ambulatory, I did a lot of local theater shows. And when I did those shows, I really became those characters, I feel like. So, and, you know, this like level of adrenaline just rushed through my veins and I became that character. And I even danced on stage. I was a dancer and which was risky for me. So I ended up taking a few dance classes to, you know, help, you know, correct it. And throughout the years, you know, choreographers in general, especially, you know, like on 13, Jamal Sims and Nikki Anderson, they were all very, you know, helpful in integrating me into different numbers, even though I couldn't do all of the stunts that everybody else was doing, which I was really grateful for and privileged.
That's amazing. I was actually going to ask you about that too, because, you know, being a musical film, I've seen, you know, the clips from the film, and there's a lot of dancing and that sort of thing. So I was curious to hear how they incorporated you into those scenes.
Right, exactly. So there's actually one scene. It's the finale, the bar mitzvah scene, and the song is Brand New You. And, you know, I'm like front and center towards the end dancing with two other characters. And I felt like that was really important to show because, you know, growing up, I never really saw any characters like me on film and television. Mm-hmm. So being able to represent that, it really came full circle to me. And it kind of made me realize, oh, wow, a younger kid who is just like me is going to see this and think that this is possible. And, yeah, you know, that's just like, that means a lot to me.
Seriously, I'm getting a little bit emotional hearing you talk. I didn't share it with you at the beginning, and I normally do, but I actually live with SMA myself. I live with spinal muscular atrophy, and I grew up, you know, not seeing anyone that looked like me on the big screen. And I'm so excited for you and the opportunities that you're having and the way that the world is changing. And I have to say too, a little bit about Netflix, because I feel like they are a company who has really done more than some others to embrace the representation of disabled individuals.
Yeah. I mean, they were so dedicated to casting authentically, obviously with me, all of us, we really are such a diverse and talented cast. And
yeah. Oh, that's so great. So is there a big premiere event that you're gearing up for?
Yeah, August 8th, there's a special screening at the Paris Theater in New York City, where me and a few of my other cast members will be watching the movie and showing the rest of the world what we worked so hard on for 6 months.
That's so exciting. Is this your first film? Is the other work that you've done stage acting and other things?
Okay. So this is my first, you know, professional project. I did a lot of, you know, like I said, professional choruses, improv troupes, a lot of local shows, at least like 5 or 6 of them throughout the years. But yeah, the last one I did was in January of 2020, right before the pandemic. I actually just performed live. It was my first time performing live in 2 years at the Disabled Down Center in New York City, where I performed live, which I was really happy with because I haven't done that since like February of 2020. A really nice cabaret, and it showcased, you know, actors with disabilities, and, you know, we raised money for representation, and I felt like that was a really important cause to me.
That's wonderful. So clearly, you know, we've talked a lot about the fact that you sing and that you act and you do. Which one is your favorite? If I made you pick one.
I mean, I feel like I can't really do that because I've always, you know, called myself, you know, a musician, a vocalist, and an actor. And I feel like all three of those really speak to me in their own unique ways. So I would just say, you know, to that question, yes.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. I won't make you choose. So we mentioned another project, Theater Camp, that you've got coming up. Tell us a little bit about that project and any other projects that you're working on right now.
Yeah. So I just wrapped Theater Camp with Ben Platt, Molly Gordon, and Noah Galvin. And, you know, I was so honored that they thought I was funny enough to be in their movie because they're just so hilarious. I love it. And, you know, I can't really talk much about it now, but just that you guys will really like it and stay tuned.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So I am a complete novice when it comes to anything in, you know, the actor and entertainment world. Your bio mentioned that Will Ferrell produced the musical comedy. So does an actor interact a whole lot with the producer? Did you spend time with Will Ferrell?
Not for this project. No, I did not.
Okay.
Maybe down the road I'll see him at some point.
There you go. I I feel certain of it because he's a brilliant comedian, obviously. So I
love him. Yeah.
Fantastic. So what about school? Where does school fit into all of this? How do you make that work when you're working on films?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're on set and you're under 18, you have a set tutor who helps you, you know, understand your lessons and all that. I actually do an online school. And when you're on set, you have like, you know, when you're a minor, you have a specific amount of hours that you need to do school that's required, you know, by SAG and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get those done, then you should be able to film. So it's kind of like a system like that, where not only is there, you know, acting and your job, but there's also time for school as well. So
okay,
online school is just so flexible for me, especially, you know, if I get a job or if I have a self-tape to do. And I can, you know, extend projects if I need to, you know,
mm-hmm.
very flexible all around.
Okay. Well, glad to hear that you're continuing to make school a priority. That's good news. Your education is important. So I'm going to get serious for just a second here. You know, we hear a lot about needing more positive representation of individuals with disabilities in the media, in Hollywood, all of that. What did it mean for you, not just as an actor, but as an actor living with a disability, to land this role?
Not only am I a person living with a disability, I'm also a sibling of a person with a disability. My sister is developmentally disabled, and she has a totally different disability than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always had to, you know, help her through a lot of things as well, you know, especially while helping myself too.
Yeah.
You know, we've kind of developed this relationship of, you know, helping each other. Like if she needs help, like, you know, turning on the TV or like, you know, getting something for her, then, you know, I help her with that. But then if I drop something on the floor, she'll bend down and get it up for me. So
perfect.
Kind of become our own team. And we've really gotten with each other, you know, like that. And I feel like in general, I have been her voice, and I kind of want to be the voice for all of those people, like, you know, just kids and people in general who just, you know, don't have as much, you know, hope or confidence as I do, because it's out there. And, you know, in the words of Walt Disney, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Well said.
I'm living a dream. So
yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's fantastic. So do you think that we're making progress in Hollywood in terms of inclusion? And what else would you like to see happen?
Well, I mean, I feel like we still have a long way to go. But in 2018, I remember when Ally Stroker won the Tony for Oklahoma. That's when I felt like we really started to see change in this industry.
Mm.
But yeah, I definitely feel like we still have a long way to go, with that being said. But, you know, we're just getting started.
Absolutely. And you, sir, are paving the way. So What goals do you have for yourself for the future? And what do you want to do when you finish school? Do you want to keep acting or?
Yeah, I mean, I love what I'm doing right now. You know, and you know, like I told you before, I do a lot of voice impersonations, and, you know, I'm a very funny person. So maybe one day I would like to host SNL possibly when I'm old enough.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe at some point, I love all things Disney. So maybe I will voice over a Disney Pixar character, because that's, you know, one of my dreams.
I think you would be fantastic at that. And I've also had kind of a secret dream over the years to do voiceover work for a Disney movie or something, because what an opportunity, you know, maybe to be the voice of a superhero something and kind of get out of your chair with your voice. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, that would be such a dream come true. And you know, if they sang too, that would be like, you know, 100 out of 10. You know?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Well, I see it in the cards for you. So for any other kids who may be listening, who may want to act, what advice would you give them? How do you get started?
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest advice I can give you are three words: audition, audition, audition.
Mm.
Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, and make sure you love what you're doing, because casting directors will definitely see that. And, you know, who knows what will happen. But yeah, if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Well, I think that is a perfect note to end on. Jonathan, I can't thank you enough for being here today and for sharing your story. And we are all going to be looking for 13, the musical on Netflix on August 12th. And just wish you all the success in the future. I think that there are great things to come for you.
Thank you so much, Mindy. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the guests you heard from today, go check them out at mda.org/podcast. And to learn more about the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the services we provide, how you can get involved, and to subscribe to Quest Magazine or to Quest Newsletter, please go to mda.org/quest. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you'd leave a review. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button so we can keep bringing you great content and maybe share it with a friend or two. Thanks, everyone. Until next time, go be the light we all need in this world.